This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Byron York made an interesting observation. He said it by tweet. Here's what he said. In Kavanaugh fight, now that the FBI investigation has begun, we're hearing less about Christine Ford and more about drinking. Goalposts appear to be moving. Must be a reason for that. Very astute. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Usually we are the ones that are purveying that kind of insight, but I give Byron a big check mark on that. Way to go, buddy. You know, it's funny. Right after it happened, immediately people are like, well, he drinks a lot. Yeah, see, they were lampooning. He talked a lot about beer, 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 beer. I knew the shift was coming. Because, see, they got nothing. When it comes to Christine Ford, she's emptier than Obama's empty suit. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. They're moving the goalposts. They want you now to shift to, well, look, how many beers did he have? He used to drink at Yale. He drink, drink, drink. Okay, explain this. Explain all of the millions of documents that he provided on his answers around everything he would do at Supreme Court. Was he drunk? That the shift is, we got nothing. We got to shift. We got to do something that saves face, that still gives him the specter of something looming. Do you want a drunk on the court? What if he can't control his liquor? Liquor? I didn't even know her, I swear. Oh, man. Now they want to make him out to be... look, what would you do? What would you do if... Because now, get this, there's supposedly now two additional women that they are two additional claims against Kavanaugh, and they figured out who made the claims, and the people are like, okay, it wasn't me. I was just fooling around. Yeah, because one guy, they tracked him down through his URL and a bunch of other stuff, and he was like, no, it wasn't me. Whatever, I don't know what happened, but they disappeared. Up and disappeared like a bird in the wind. Yeah, they're gone. There's Kevin talking nasty. Talking nasty. Talking about farting and stuff. Yeah. If only my youngest son could hear this, he'd be like, Dad, that's pretty funny. They're all older now, and see, fart jokes don't go as far as they used to with them. Anyway, they're moving the goalposts on Kavanaugh. What do you expect? Honestly, what do you expect? When you have nothing, now he's an alcoholic. Pretty soon they're going to be... I don't know. Well, what else could you do? You could say something like, I don't know. My quick one is he's a pedophile. But see, they kind of blown it because now they made it sound like he's so into women with all of the gang rape stuff. Now it's like, no, he's a pedophile. And people go, well, hold on a minute. That's not the pathology of a pedophile. Pedophiles, unless he's gang raping younger girls, and that's not the case here. These girls were all in the same age range. Yeah. Let's see how that works out for them. So they got to pick something. Oh, he's into drugs. Watch it morph. It'll be, he's into, drinking. He likes more than beer. He said he only liked beer under oath. We saw him drinking a vodka. I know you guys are like, Kevin, you're being ridiculous. I'm not. I'm not being ridiculous. I'm not even stretching this too far. Whatever I say, however far I stretch it, it will not be too far into the way that they want to go. They've already told you. Even when he gets confirmed, we're going to still go after him. If I were Kavanaugh, I'd give them all a warning. I'd say, let me explain something to y'all. You keep doing this stuff, and you're going to make the world see why he's limited, right? Because if he's a Supreme Court judge, he can't say, you put something in front of me, I'm just going to spite you. But let me tell you something. Don't think it's not crossing his mind. Oh, yeah. If I was Kavanaugh, I'd be saying to myself, I get to be Supreme Court. There may be something that hinges on the left getting their way, and they may actually be right. But I ain't giving it to him. I know he's too principled to be that way. So am I, by the way. If it's right, they get it. But the good news is they're never right. No, they're not. They're never right. They're always left. And I mean, they're always incorrect. So that's the reason for it. But I'm going to tell you guys something. You think you, as I said, I was on Alex Jones's radio program the other day, and I said to him, there's no limit to the left's crazy. I mean, the minute you think you've reached the limit, they go, oh, no, here's some more crazy. We got a new shipment of crazy coming, Kevin. And they're not kidding. Crazy stuff. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about declassifying transcripts. That's been, you know what I love to cover when we get into this type of a mode? All the things we're not talking about, because I promise you, the world is moving still. Things are happening out there, and they're good. They're good for Donald Trump. Donald Trump negotiated a new trade deal with Canada. That's not being talked about. And let me tell you, Trudeau, he was in trouble. Big trouble. But Donald Trump is like, okay, let's get this deal done. They call it USMCA, USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada Agreement. They could have called it USMCTA, like US-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement. That would have been, then you could maybe, you could call it USMCA. USMCA. But yeah, so they got that happened, right? The declassification of these transcripts is a big deal. Rosenstein's going to be in court or in front of Congress testifying. Comey's out of his rat hole. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. A lot of stuff going on. So, what are we missing? Economic news, stock market's still going up pretty high. You're probably pretty happy about that. I don't know where housing starts are. I'm looking for a lot of different things that are happening. But here's what I know. I can tell you with certainty, we're missing a lot. And the Democrats love it. We're not getting updates on Mueller. The Democrats love it. They've shifted all the angst, all of the issues over to Kavanaugh. That's important for them. They needed to shift it. And they did that. For the time being. It's only temporary. Many things are coming. Many things to derail them. We're not talking about the polling. Have you guys seen what Kavanaugh is doing to them in the polls? They are getting cremated. People understand what's happening here. On both sides of the proverbial aisle, leftist women and certainly leftist men are going, you know what? This is not exactly fair. Oh, they got some holdouts, but for the most part, they're fine. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hello, my name is Kevin. I'm a Tampa resident. I listen to nothing but radio. I'm totally unplugged. I'm tired of TV, and I'm tired of the internet. So the only information that I get is from talk radio. And although I've left a Christian persuasion, I've got to tell you, you have one show on your station that stands out above and beyond the rest, and that's Kevin Jackson. Right now I'm listening to a rerun. 2 years ago, the man is ahead of his time, and he's so entertaining. He's so amusing, and he's also so true. I want you to know you guys have a star there, and actually his voice should be a lot more paramount than it is, and you may be on the cusp of greatness. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Grandpa. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was a guy who called the station in Tampa directly and left that message. And the PD, the program director down there, you know, he says, hey, Kev, I know you're under fire right now with Fox. just thought I'd send you something that, you know, we get routinely, but we don't always send them. But here you go. And he sends me this message from this guy. And I thought to myself, wow, that guy's so true. No, I'm kidding. No, it makes you feel good when you get when people validate what you are. And for the record, you know, I keep telling you guys, don't feel bad for me. That, you know, God closes a door, opens a window, and I wholeheartedly believe what that gentleman said, and I don't believe it in a egotistical way. I believe that there are voices out there that need to be heard, and I was warned a long time ago that, oh, you better do it this way or that way. If you want to be successful, you got to moderate and do this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, you don't. If you want to be successful in life, stay true to who you are. And that may mean you're going to sacrifice financially. Who knows? I don't know what else to tell you. But you know how you're going to be? You're going to feel so much better. That's what means you. That's what makes your success. Not that you can get a fancier car or a bigger house or something like that. As long as you're able to, you know, live comfortably within your means, and which I do, then, you know, and by the way, even if I didn't live comfortably within my means, I don't want to imply then I would have been like, oh, because like I said, you know, I had an opportunity to keep my job. I'm not elaborating beyond that. I've had, I don't know, 15 media outlets. What are you talking about when you say that? What do you mean, what am I talking about? Figure it out. You know, there are people out there, you know, hey, listen, if you'll just, No, I see this. This is not some game to me. You know, the idea that, oh, you use the wrong word. Oh, so you want me to just lighten up a little bit on the words. I get it. It's just the words. Yeah? Well, what words can you not say now? What's going to be the next word that somebody says that's in the dictionary that people say every day, and not even in a derogatory term? If you're if you were sitting in a restaurant and you were like, yeah, you know, this guy walked by the other day, we were talking about this, and then he says, yeah, I was dating this skank, and we'd all go, ooh, she must have been a pretty bad girl. You know, we wouldn't be like, oh, believe me, there are other words that I could say, or, you know, or anybody else could say that would have been like, oh, hey, come on now. And even that, I find kind of incredible. I mean, what's funny to me is the very people that will tell you that they are offended by a word, or it's reprehensible, or whatever, or an action, will do far worse. That, you know, and I think that that's what really upsets people when you do things like what I did, is it the fact that you will just do it. You know, you'll speak your truth. God, look at him. How dare he speak his truth? How dare he speak his truth? I don't get to speak my truth. I got to bite my tongue all day. Yeah, you're biting your tongue. You're losing your First Amendment rights. But you know what you're losing? You lose a little bit of your soul. So you're at the office and you want to say something that you know fits. And you go, nah, better not do that. Then you're somewhere, you're talking to a group of friends, and you're like, oh, man, I don't know. That one could be this. That one could be that or this. You know, so you don't say it. So what's happened is we become this society, and this is what the left wants, that doesn't want to talk, doesn't want to state your opinion. I told you guys about being at a party with one of my best friends. We known each other 28 years at the time. It was his 50th birthday. I'd known him more of his life than most people in it. Certainly than anybody at that party, including his third wife. So I'm at his party, birthday party, and get asked, am I going to vote for Obama? And I said no. The guy asked me, are you excited about Obama? He was a Nigerian guy. I said, why would I be excited about that guy? Are you kidding? You're not excited about Obama? No, not at all. Why would I? This is too early, 2008, maybe early part of, it was 2008, and, you know, like in the middle of 2008. So, you know, just it circles, gets through the whole party that this black dude at the party isn't excited about Barack Obama. And so my buddy, he kind of calls me over. You know, I'm thinking, first of all, I don't care what these people think. But I go to my friend, and he's all cold. Suddenly, I'm not kidding you, this room gets cold. You know, people don't want to talk. I'm getting shunned. And I'm, you know, I can certainly understand, you know, feel it. So I go over to my buddy. I'm like, I don't know these people. I'll just go over here. So I'm talking to my friend. He's like, yeah, man, people are saying, you know, you're being disruptive at my party. I'm like, disruptive at your party? You're kidding, right? And I said, you know, and I won't even say his name because he probably still listens to the program. But I said, look, man, I've known you 28 years, been through 3 wives with you. Unlike these folks, I flew in to be here at your 50th birthday party. I've flown in for births of your children, you know, and a host of other things. Now, because he's like, you know, explaining to me how he likes Barack Obama. I'm like, look, I don't care. That's not even the issue here. The issue here is I gave my opinion, and it is going to stand. I don't care what you think. And so anyway, I ended up leaving the party in the middle of it. I left it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because his wife came over, and she's like, oh, you know, getting all acting like Michelle Obama. So I said, okay, that's it. I'm up out. I left, going to the airport. I didn't even land good. This dude is still calling me, telling me about how disruptive I was at this party and at Barack Obama. And I said, well, here's what I do know. Barack Obama has never been with you through a divorce, the birth of your children, the christening of your house, first home, and a host of other traumas and dramas you've been through that I've been through with you. But if you think that bony little Negro is going to help you out in life, go for it. I'm done with you. And I haven't spoken to him since, but he sent me a, you know, thing to reconnect on LinkedIn or something, because I guess he figured out that I was right about his bony butt president who wasn't worth it. But you know what? You got to stand on principle. And that's it for me. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed protesters who are increasingly confronting GOP senators over Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator McConnell had a message for the protesters.
There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
Today at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a huge announcement regarding Iran.
I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran. This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. In July, Iran brought a meritless case in the International Court of Justice alleging violations of the Treaty of Amity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11:30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There was a lady who represented me early on in my career. I didn't know her from Adam. I had spoken out at a big event. Dana Lash got me to speak there, and it was 8,000 to 10,000 people. I emceed it and rocked the house. And so after the event was over, people were lining up. Who are you? Who are you? And I mentioned my book. They were like, do you have your book? Do you have your book? Nope, didn't even have any books. I was so unprepared, it was crazy. And I was unprepared for the whirlwind that would happen. But one of the women who was there, who spoke there, she says, hey, listen, I heard you had a book. I'm a publicist and, you know, I work with my husband here. And he was a prominent person in the state. And, you know, they come across as this very Christian family, blah, blah, blah. So met with them. And, you know, it was just like, hey, you know, what do you got for me? Well, we can help sell the book and we can do this and we're so well connected and we know all the politics. So I, you know, met with them, talked it over with the family. We decided, yeah, this is a good person to go with. And we did, went with them. In the first few months, it was okay. We were all about selling the book and we did really well, made it a bestseller. Well, honestly tell you, they were instrumental in helping out. And then it became, okay, well, let's get you speaking engagements. And couldn't really book those, but, and she started telling me, you can't go to this event because they'll think of you as supporting this candidate versus that candidate. And I go, look, I'm an author and a speaker. I got nothing to do with candidates. Well, you know, you don't want to line up politically against this person. And she was maneuvering me because she was using, you know, making her way with these folks and saying, I can get this speaker there. Black guy, conservative movement, blah, blah, blah. You kind of get the picture, right? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And I will tell you this. This woman is somewhat, she's pseudo-popular. Most people that know her to be a snake. I'm not going to say her name, but she, you know, she and her husband were part of my team for a while. And what's the straw that broke the camel's back when Melissa says we're cutting these people loose was when I went to an NAACP protest that me and some black conservatives organized, and she put her husband on Fox News after we had been trying to get on Fox. I live 5 minutes from the studio. They live 50 minutes away. I look up on TV. He's talking about an event that he's never been to. And you know what her claim was? She couldn't get a hold of me. And all the ways for us to communicate with one another today, she says, I couldn't text you, phone you, instant message you, chat you, email you, anything. And so her husband had to do the hit. And I went, that's about as ridiculous of a thing I've ever heard. There's not a single message on my phone, text, fax, you know, instant message, phone call, nothing. So unless I entered into some warp space, you know, where the time continuum went away for you, that is absolute nonsense. So once she knew I figured her out, she became my mortal enemy. And by the for the record, all I said was, look, if you want to try to convince me that that was the case, I don't buy it. But here's the deal. We need to sever our relationship. I'll still support you, blah, blah, blah. Made it as amenable as I could, but I was done. because I'd worked all that hard to get on Fox, and here she is putting her husband on there, for goodness sake. And I remember us saying internally with the team, she does more promotion of herself and her family than she does any of us. And that became the deal. And so she badmouthed me to many, many people. I didn't know this was going on until I wasn't getting certain things. Like, people wouldn't return my calls or do certain things. I'm like, what's up with this? So finally a guy called me and he said, you know, hey, man, I owe you an apology. And I go, for what? He says, this person who I'm talking about had been saying bad things about you, and I didn't want to work with you because I believed her. But subsequently to that, I now know you were correct because she hamstrung me. Then she joined up with some women, and I told them, don't do it. But they did it. It wasn't a hot year and a half, 2 years max later, they were calling me going, Kevin. I went, what? Did it blow up in your face? Yep. And then another lady I had never met, out of the blue, called me and apologized to me because she was going to invite me to one of her events to speak and decided against it because of this woman. And so I started hearing about this, you know, over and over and over. And all I would say to anybody that would talk to me about her is, give it time. You will find out one of the most disingenuous people on the planet lies through her teeth, pretends to be all God-fearing, you know, have the whole wholesome family thing going, and nothing but the biggest liar. Stepping stone you or whatever, stair step you to get ahead, it to the point of just you go, you've got to be kidding me. And why am I talking about this? Because I say this. It's only a matter of time before people figure her out and find her out. And that's exactly what happened. It's only a matter of time before the truth gets out about Ford. Here was a tweet. Sheldon Whitehouse irresponsibly floated the idea that the alleged party could have been the one listed by Kavanaugh for 7-1 of 1982. 1.1, Timmy's house was a townhouse, not the one described by Ford. 2, Ford dated Squee. Now, people are making fun of this Squee guy, the Squee character, but the Squee character ties both Kavanaugh and Ford together, and Squee dated her. So I would venture to tell you, he's got quite a bit of knowledge on her. I hope the FBI decides to use him as part of their investigation, because I'd like to know what Squee has to say. Now, I talked about this the other day. One of my friends, Pam, said, doesn't it seem interesting to you that Trump allowed the FBI investigation only after Ford had sworn in and testified? That may come back to haunt her. But look, the excuse to ignore her past, is that she's the victim of Brett Kavanaugh. That's what they're portraying. She's the victim. But that's flatly a lie. The reason Democrats don't want the Blasey part of Ford's past examined is it speaks directly to the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, and none of what they're going to discover is in her favor. Because when they examine her past and shine a light on her drunkenness and promiscuity, it's going to speak to a girl who put herself in situations where those types of things could happen. She proudly talks about, and this is on her scrubbed email, URL where they were talking about these things. They talked about, openly, about getting drunk to the point of blackout. They talked openly about promiscuity. Now, I've told people many times, I'll say it again, I don't give a crap about her drinking. I don't give a crap about what she did with her body. But what I do give a crap about is when you don't want to discuss the very issues that speak to what she's to her accusations. Anybody looking into this matter would agree. If you're an investigator, you'd say, well, you know, if this girl drank until she blacked out, what was her state of mind when she got to the party? You know, for all we know, Kavanaugh, I mean, if he was even there, and I don't think he was, and I don't even know that this incident exists, because what I would say is this girl went to a lot of parties. She probably doesn't remember which is which, because she woke up in a stupor. Have you ever awakened in a stupor? Have you ever lost, what they say, blacked out, where you went, what happened? Because let me explain. You don't know what happened. Somebody's got to tell you. And that is the case in almost every incident where you black out. When somebody blacks out, they're like, dude, we had to, you know, do this. We had to do that. We had to restrain you. You're lying. That ain't true. That ain't true. Let me tell you something. I have friends that blacked out. I've been partying with them. I don't black out. I drink one, two drinks, and if it's a long night, I might have three. That's it. Because when I get that little slight headache, I'm done. Liquor is not that cool for me. Where I'm like, woo, can't wait to get some more so I can really compound this headache. And no, I'm going to wake up in dry heaves over the toilet. No, thanks. But let me tell you, I've been in the presence of people who black out. And we've had a blast with them. A blast. I mean, we have put Vaseline between men's butt cheeks. You get what I'm saying? I'm saying we have gone the extra mile. Now, there are people going, Kevin, you sexually molested your buddies. Well, they can't prove. If I'm going to be Supreme Court, let me tell you this. They don't have any knowledge of it because they blacked out. They don't know. So I know people that black out, and they have nothing to offer. It's like, dude, what happened? They wake up, oh, man, my head. And you're going, dude, you were completely off the chain. Off the chain. What'd I do, man? And you got to tell them. And even when you tell them, you're lying, man, you're lying. Then you could be. You could tell them whatever you want. Man, you were like, you know, holy cow. Let's just say this. You're going to have a tough time explaining how you're not gay. Especially when the pictures come out. You know, you can say whatever you want. Dude, don't tell me no, man. Tell me no, I didn't, you know. And then, you know, well, they say when you lose your inhibitions, you know, the real freak comes out in you. You know, you can jack with them any way you want. And we did. We did. I did this to my buddies. Yeah, we were always fess up at the end, but you don't know what you're doing. Now, they want to examine Brett Kavanaugh's drinking as it relates to his demeanor, his ability to be a SCOTUS judge. Well, doesn't that apply to Ford's credentials as a psychologist? Democrats want to demand this FBI investigation, but they squeal like stuck pigs when it's suggested that the FBI should be looking into her past as well. And God forbid the FBI answer all the information in the exchanges from the, you know, from Feinstein and the staff and all that
stuff. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You remember when you were a kid and you had to wait, like, you wait till your father gets home? Stuff like that. Ooh, that's worse than the punishment. Really, because it's such a mental thing. You know, you're like looking at the clock, like, when's dad get home? Or in my case, my uncles gave discipline because my grandmother would say to my brother and I, hey, y'all go straight home after school and y'all don't leave that house until one of my cousins would come over to sit for us. This is the crazy world, right? I mean, we're talking about a long time ago, but this is how black folks grow up, where my cousins would get off of their school and they, you know, so I'd have to go straight home. A kid, I'm talking about in the first and second grade, my brother and I, we'd go home, walk home from school. And it was a relatively safer neighborhood at the time, but we had to stay inside until my cousins came, and they had about a 2 to 3 hour differential between my grandmother getting home from work. Sometimes maybe 3 hours, you know, because I'd get out of school at like 3 o'clock, and then my grandmother would get home like 6:30. And so occasionally my uncle would come by because they couldn't get my cousins. So he'd be like, yeah, I'll check on him. And he had given us strict rules that he would bust our butts if we weren't at the house. And our kids, man, you forget. You get home and then the other kids come by the neighbor that, hey, can you come out and play, man? Yeah, okay. And then you go out play. And I'll never forget this one time. I'm out playing and I see my uncle's red GTO and it was his day to get us. See, my cousins, then they didn't really care. But my uncle, he was like, y'all know mother told y'all stay in that house till somebody got here. And, man, he would whoop that butt. And I remember just seeing him going, oh, crap, it's Uncle Willie's day. And me and my brother would be like, oh, we getting whoopings. And we went from exuberance, you know, playing with your friends. You see that red GTO. And you go, oh, crap. And that was like one of those dolly shots in Hollywood where you're just like, ooh, and you feel like you're being floated on air, but it isn't a good float on air. You ain't carried around like Cleopatra. Well, that's what it felt like to wait. Or my grandmother would say, you wait till you get your butt home, boy. I'm gonna get you. And you'd be like, ooh. It was horrible. Honestly, it was worse than the whooping. But you got the whooping too. But I can tell you, if a child of yours has ever experienced that, ask them which one matters the most. That mind jack that it does to you is like, whoa. And this is what's so cool about thinking about that, is that that builds you. That if I just got whoopings, like something happened, boom, you get a whooping. Something happened, you get a whooping. That's fine. But when something happens and you got to wait it out, that teaches a whole other lesson. I'm not going to try to dissect it right now. This isn't a psychology radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show. But to some degree it is. But I'm saying I'm not delving into that. I'm just saying it is a very different feeling than just getting that punishment. There are two punishments when you have to wait. That's what I'm trying to say. And James Comey, he has to wait. Eric Holder, he's got to wait. Barack Obama, he's got to wait. Hillary Clinton, he's got to wait. Now, the difference between them and me as a kid, they're out conniving. They're strategizing. They're trying to figure out how to get out of it. Just like it was with my uncle. There ain't no getting out. What story? Well, Uncle Willie, I was when Curtis came by and he said he wanted to play. I really didn't want to play, but his dog's head was stuck in the trash can. He'd say, well, he should have called another friend. My uncle was, it's like being a mafioso executioner, you know. And while you're talking, he's screwing on the silencer, you know, and you're going, you're just like, but listen, I have children. I could have said to my uncle, listen, one of these days I'm going to have kids, and you're not going to want to have, you know, you could ruin me. You know, I may not be able to have kids if you give me a whipping, you know. There was no getting out of it, man. It was like, you remember, I don't know if you guys, did you guys see the movie No Country for Old Men? When Jeffrey Bardem's character was going to kill you, there was no, you weren't talking him out of it. He sit there, you knew this day was coming. Well, and I remember Woody Harrelson like, well, you know, you don't have to. Poof. There was no negotiating with this psychopath. And I'm going to tell James Comey this. Think of us as the psychopath in that movie, No Country for Old Men. You're going down, man. He's waiting on his executioner, as are all these other Democrats. All of them. I mean, he gets a respite while these Democrats gin up nonsense, you know, like they have with Kavanaugh and this bimbo eruption. I almost said erection. This bimbo erection. I meant eruption. Sorry, folks. It's a bimbo eruption. That's what it is. Oh, Kevin called them bimbos. What is that, the B word? These have become, these stories from these women have become rife with humor. If we only had comedians out there that were going to cover it. Hey, Trevor Noah, is this thing on? You can't make a joke about, what's her name, Sketchnik or Spetsnik or whatever, Sputnik? Was she the satellite the Russians sent up? Ooh, did you notice the tide of the Russians there? Kevin's now dealing in conspiracy theories. The Kevin Jackson shows his conspiracy theories. He did go on Alex Jones. What are they going to do with Skepnik or Sputnik or whatever her name is? you know, the girl. I can't imagine SNL not being able to find humor in a woman that says, it was awful. You know, I went to the gang rape and there was Kavanaugh standing there waiting his turn. And then, well, what were you doing? Waiting on mine, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, why are you asking me? So then I went to the second one. It was another one of my friends, you know. And then the third and the fourth and the fifth, you know. I mean, how can you not make fun of this? And then here's creepy porn attorney, Michael Avenatti. And what do you say to this guy? So, Michael Avenatti, creepy porn attorney, did you not recognize that this woman is lying when she says she not only went to 10, you know, rape things, she never reported them as rapes, didn't save a single girl, and oh, by the way, at the 10th one, she became the, finger quotes, victim. Yeah, I'm not buying it. So when Comey resurfaces from his rat hole, I find that humor-based. I felt like this when I read his op-ed. He begins with this dribble. He paints himself as a victim of the politicized process, compares the Kavanaugh confirmation process to the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And for, you know, and he got, of course, got criticized for it. But he's like, you know, somebody said when I took this over, I was going to be totally screwed being tasked with investigating Hillary Clinton. And I love this part that he wrote. He says, because one side was sure to be furious with the outcome. Yeah, whatever. This dude has been on the Clinton payroll and the payroll of the Democrats for decades. He is the fixer. You ever saw Pulp Fiction? When Harvey Keitel comes in and they've blown that kid's head off in the back seat, and Harvey Keitel's like, whatever. And he cleans it up, you know, the bags, the whole deal. Looks like nothing's there. He's the fixer. That's what Comey's been. And the problem with this one was he was between a rock and a big old rock. And he couldn't fix it. It was almost impossible to fix it. So he did the best he could. He had the FBI not interview Hillary Clinton with people, you know, no data, nothing to show that Hillary was ever interviewed. No audio, no video, nobody took notes. Nobody in the FBI would do that. That's what a fixer does. And then he gave us that convoluted, well, you know, she did a lot of things wrong, you know, and we understand she did a lot of things wrong. A lot of things are really bad. They were awful. But nothing rises to the level of whatever. And the idea, and what did he tell us? It was because of the lack of intent. Now, he's going to convince America that there was the lack of intent that made Hillary Clinton put a server, a super secret server in her basement, in a bathroom basement closet. There was no intent there. Putting it on her own email server, not the State Department's, there was no intent there. Deleting 33,000, give or take, whatever the number of emails were, and deciding she was going to be the judge, jury, and executioner of whether or not an email made it to the State Department, which, for the record, they were all ours. They belonged to us. But no. Comey, you know, I was screwed. Yeah. In his treatise, Comey confides that someone tweeted that he was a, quote, political hack. He's worse than that. A political hack. Given his sensitive nature, I'm sure this rocked him to his marshmallow core. Pajama boy. I couldn't even put my pajamas on that night. I couldn't do it. It was terrible. The sensitive nature of Comey.
Yeah.
It's all about him. Typical Democrat sociopath. It's all about me, baby. I was wrong.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.